out the jibber jabber.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you know that the United States military spends $12 million a year teaching Guantanamo Bay prisoners how to play internet poker? Coming up next, the Action News investigative team shows you why the big house doesn't always win. And Bill Mazur tells you everything you need to get ready for Sunday's big game with the Giants. That's coming up on Action News.
The Don and Mike Show.
I guess you kind of have to watch Letterman to get that.
The big game.
Vagina! There he is.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
That's the thing they do, it like when he's halfway in the middle of just talking about something.
Right.
And Letterman looks towards the camera, and they put the graphic in the background. Makes him look like a TV news guy.
Right.
And then he does that. It's a non sequitur. It's funny.
It is. Hey, you know, I want to bring something up here, because we did get a lot of calls in the last segment regarding Don leaving and me staying. And I really want to say this. I mean, a lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes here. But just for the record, as far as everybody that's working on the show, we are really very, very happy with everything that's going on. We're very, understand where Don's going with his life.
Right.
He's let us know this miles before a public announcement was made. Right. We've all known that's going on. And he's very supportive about what's going on in the future going forward.
Right.
And I think a lot of times when we get these calls, we sound like we might be awkward about it, but we're really not. The fact is that we're all very psyched for you going ahead in the future. I think I think it's a new exciting time for you. I know you're jacked about it. You're excited about it, and we're pretty well jacked about the future here, doing something that's going to be a little bit different and a little exciting, with a lot of people doing some heavy lifting here that haven't done it before. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I just with people calling and saying, hey, are they mad or so? No, really. As a matter of fact, you know, I've known about this personally for so long, I don't think about it as much as I think maybe the listeners are thinking about it right now.
Yeah,
and I think that's where, you know, so I'll make a joke or I won't make it real clear as far as what's gone on. I mean, the fact is, for me personally, moving forward and, you know, getting this opportunity to go forward with CBS, I'm really excited about the opportunity. And I think that a lot of the reason that's happening is because we've been such a cohesive unit here on the show, and because Don supported me going forward with that. And I am jacked about it. I'm excited about it. And I know you're tremendously excited about going forward with your future.
I am.
And everybody here is very content and very happy. And I think with the whole situation, I don't think even you know that. I think everybody here is really pretty jacked up about everything, and everybody's certainly at peace with everything that's going on here. And we don't say that to the listeners a lot. We don't say that. We don't make that clear.
Yeah, I would like to say, there's no reason you guys shouldn't say that.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because that is, I know that is how you guys feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, with everybody going forward, it's a new and different life for everybody. And with everything that entails, of course there are moments where you say to yourself, hey, what's the future going to hold? Hey, there's some question marks there, and that's kind of exciting, too.
And
you know what? There's some question marks for you, too, as we go forward.
Oh,
but I think we all, you know, to think that there's any ill will towards anybody, there is not. Frankly, I think nobody understands more than we do, you know, why you're doing what you're doing. And, in fact, being here and coming back with everything that you did, we certainly appreciated you doing that. And now going forward, I'm psyched for you.
We're excited for you and a little bit jealous of what you have an opportunity to do here. And we're going to miss you in ways that we can't even begin to describe here.
Well, and I, you guys, it's just, when someone calls, it's awkward because
it is.
I don't know what to say,
right?
Because I don't want to make it sound like I'm dissing you guys.
And you know
you
what
don't
it is?
Know what to say, because you don't want to sound like you're dissing me.
Right.
Right. And I think that, you know, you understand what's good. You understand the realities of what's going on going forward. And we understand where you're going with your future. And they are in totally different directions. And it's something that the only thing that I can say clearly is we've known about this for so long. We have known about the reality of this for so long that sometimes I don't think about it. And when we get calls like that, we are surprised. And I'll make a joke. I'll throw out a joke that is like bingo. And nobody really felt like that. But I think sometimes we don't know, because we don't talk about our lives like we have in the past, because you're going in one direction and we're going in another direction.
For the first time.
And I think that's it. But as far as being at peace with everything that's going on, Everybody here is very, very comfortable with that. Everybody's here about, you know, I know you support me and all these guys as
absolutely
we go forward.
You're kidding?
And, you know, for you, is there envy there? There's goddamn right there's envy. There is tremendous envy.
We know you're
I look at that and I say, hey, this is, you know, I think it's really, really terrific that you're going to be able to do a lot of the things that you've mentioned to me that you're going to do in the future. And the you know and who knows what that'll bring you. I mean, you're on a kind of a journey where you might even have more unknowns than we have right
I
here.
I think I do, and that's what I'm looking most forward to. And you know, don't talk about this. I didn't tell this to the douchebag from the newspaper or anything, but part of the reason that I'm going to leave is to move on after you've lost a loved one. Anybody who's been through that, and bear with me, I'm not going to be a martyr about this.
Right.
I want to just explain my personal situation. Anyone that's lost someone knows that you go through a period of time and you turn a corner and you realize life is still there and you can be happy and you can move on with life. I think I'm pretty unique in that when I look at Mike, when I look at Buzz, when I'm in this studio doing this show with you guys, it reminds me of Frieda every effing day, because
that.
It's very hard for me to sit. I mean, because we're creatures of habit, and we're coming up. It's been almost 3 years now since Frieda passed away. Before that, just with Mike, 20 years of her being on the air all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Every time the hotline rings, I still look and I still think it's her. Nobody knows that. Right. I'm very happy. My life has moved on. I'm in love with Janet. I will marry Janet, but I'm not going to marry her while I'm doing the show, because that's a weird mixing of...
You want to be separate.
It is.
And I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not sick of radio, and I'm not definitely not sick of you guys, but there's a part of this that as long as I'm doing this, every day is going to be a memory of Frieda. And occasionally someone will call and say something about her, and I have not mentioned this because it serves no purpose, but it throws me off my game a little bit. It's like if we're moving on and I'm talking about someone says, hey, I was really sorry to hear about your wife. Well, they don't mean anything by it, but
no,
it's like right in the middle of running a marathon race. Like, whoa, there's reality striking me in the face again.
Breaks the stride.
So to do the show that we do, from my standpoint, would be pretty hard, because I would never want to put Janet in the role of Frieda to make it appear like, well, these women are interchangeable.
Right.
One's on the radio and one's my wife. No, they're not. And doing this show like this, it's just too much like Frieda all the time. That's 50% of it. The other 50% was that before Frieda passed away, and Mike knows this, we had looked at 08 as being the time that, that I was going to step away. And, you know, Mike's options were wide open all along. We knew all along that depending on whatever's going on with Mike, Mike might continue, might step down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really had these options. And, you know, because of the way things transpired and the way they are continuing to transpire, and the support of all the guys here on the show, I've chosen to stay with it. And, you know, will it be the same? No. Will it be vastly different? No. There will be a little of this show that will be in the future, and there will be some new things that are in the future as well.
Right.
And the fact is, everybody is going to take this opportunity as we go forward, spread their wings a little bit, and have a little bit of fun. This is not, in my opinion, frankly, and this does fall into the category with respect. Out of respect to what we've built over 20 years, this is not the time to do that. The time will come for that, but the time is not now. What we're going to do is enjoy, you know, the last few months that we're working together and do the same shows that we do.
Correct.
And, you know, and you have requested, and really this is true because this is the way you want to do it. You know, you don't know what the future holds. So this is not, I think I've heard you say it before, this is not a funeral service.
No.
This is a change, and Lord knows.
But you got to understand, like I was saying, just because of my circumstances,
right?
You know, please cut me a slack sandwich.
Sure.
Just, you know, I want to walk away. I love you guys. I think the show will still be great. I think it will be a different show.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that it's the perfect way to, and you hear about so many DJ teams that break up and go their separate ways. If, you know, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, oh, what a party we'd have. If Frieda had not been killed 3 years ago, Mike and I maybe would not even be working here now. We might be working. We might have broken our contract and gone to work somewhere else.
Right.
We might have made our fist and said, that's it. We've had enough of the entire industry. But when something like that happens, it changes your life.
Sure.
And I'm in a different place now. Out of respect to Frieda, out of respect to Janet, out of respect for the type of show that we do. it's too weird for me. It's effed with my head for too long after Frieda passed away because so much of it was on the air. So I'm hoping that you guys are very cool. I hope our listeners are cool with this and that we can just move forward. Now, if someone calls, you know, it's just the way that it is. It's the way that life happens, man. I wouldn't wish my problems on anyone else, but I'm very glad to have a bunch of cats as supportive as the guys on this show are.
You know, I think I speak, and you guys can jump in, Rob or Buzz or anybody. You can jump in if I'm speaking out of school. But I think I represent the way we feel on this show about your situation. I feel not only that I hope you find peace with this and you go off and you find whatever makes you truly happy. I really do hope that that happens for you. That's the way I feel about this. And as far as the way you've been with me as this whole thing has gone down, you've supported me 100%. In fact, you supported me on a day that was pretty crucial to a lot of stuff going on with my career. And you know what? That helped. I think that helped a lot. Whether, you know, people would say that in the highest levels might not agree. You did. You've helped me. And you know what? And you've helped me all along, and you will continue to help me as we go forward.
Nothing would make me happier than for this show to continue when you do it, to continue to be successful, because otherwise, I mean, why did we do all the crap to get to this point, right?
Right, right.
Because it's not like we were going to be together forever.
Exactly.
Eventually.
One of us was going to, for whatever reason.
Or we would have both walked out at 25 years or whatever the point was.
Yeah, I mean, gotten out of the situation, and, you know, it's something that, because everybody's life, even though you're doing this professionally, no matter what the circumstances, ours in this show happen to be extraordinary circumstances. And I think the fact that everybody, and I include you and everybody on the show, I think the fact that we've held this together for this period of time anyway is truly remarkable. And the fact is, everybody takes a different life path. Everybody does. And that's what I think we all feel good about the way this thing is coming to an end between you and me and as we all go forward with that. And really, I mean, I'm at total peace with it, and I certainly hope you are, too.
No, I am.
You know?
Trust me,
I really do. I mean, I am. I'm at peace with that. In fact, one of the things that you know, when we get listeners that call in, sometimes I don't address it because I think I've already addressed it in my own mind, and I forget, we've got people out there that are probably experiencing the same.
You're good with
it. I'm very good with it, and I think I'm probably not realizing that there are people that this is still new to.
True enough.
And we got to make that clear to what you know, the people that are listening.
And for the last thing I want to say on this, I don't want this to be seriously like the Howard Stern farewell party.
Right.
You know, as a matter of fact, my plan probably will be, I'll probably quit one day before I told him.
Before you think
just
to
make sure so Rob like doesn't fly in Harv Moore or do something retarded like that.
Cancel that.
Because that's not, it should just be
a regular show.
Just a show. Mm-hmm. Just a show that goes into,
like we always did,
that goes into the next show that'll be run by Mike.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's the way it's going to be. I will tell people that, you know, as we progress through the months here, you know, we're going to have more information on what's coming up in the future. And we're also going to be, I'm going to be giving people information as to what the logistics are of that and when it's going to happen. Because there are, you know, I'm going to let our listeners know, the people that are concerned about it, the people that see me when I'm out on the street and go, hey, good luck, with a big grin on their face. And I get that every effing day. And that's fine, too. Uh-huh. But the fact is, you know, we'll give people more information. Because this is, you know, we've dealt with this and we've known about this for so long. You've been pretty upfront about everything that's been going on. Nobody's, you know, nobody's slamming a door and walking out in anger. And this is something that is really, you know, we're going in separate directions. But it's separate directions. You know, if 20-year partnerships.
Brought on by circumstances.
Extraordinary
beyond
circumstances.
The control. Mm-hmm.
None of which we want.
Way unpredictable.
Right.
And I think that the way it's happened, when I say at peace, I really do mean that. I mean, I think it is a very smooth situation. And it, you know, it hasn't been easy. It certainly hasn't been easy for you. No. And God damn it, it hasn't been easy for anybody else.
No.
You know, your circumstances, you know, no one can crawl inside of your body and your mind and know what the hell has happened.
Which is a
lot. And that's so tough. And, you know, that's the one salient fact that I think really makes it difficult for all of us because we can't. Nobody can.
Right.
Nobody can be expected to understand that and understand what's going on. So as we go forward, and, you know, really, you know, I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't say. You're going to make fun of me for till the end of the time. There was a time when you got on the air and you did that little spiel about me. I was listening to it. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, I think in 20 years, that was the most emotional I truly felt. I felt so close to you as far as personally, sure. professionally. I felt it so, and I haven't said this publicly, but I should. It was a kind gesture that you didn't have to do.
Right.
You didn't have to do
You're
that
my best
and
buddy,
say
though.
That.
You're my best buddy, Mike.
And, you know, I don't care. At that point, I didn't give a rat's ass who that influenced or any of it. It just felt sure. really, really good sure. to hear. And, you know, I know you don't want bells and whistles and the whole, because it is not a funeral. You have left the door open to whatever, professionally as well as personally.
Yes.
So it cannot be a funeral. It's somebody moving in another direction.
I'm just moving off, and you guys are continuing the show. That's about it. It should be a pretty seamless transition.
It is. It is.
Thank God they're not bringing in Danny Bonaducci, yeah. some guy from Philadelphia, some God. Douchebag from Chicago.
Right.
You know, thank God they made the correct choice.
I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I'm really glad that, you know, there's a stability here sure. because all the guys are coming along for the ride here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm very glad you said that, and thank you for that, Mike.
Well, it's the truth. You know, it's the way I felt.
And behind the scenes that day, I'll tell you something. In all the times that we've gotten in trouble and gotten the letters that say, if you do this, we're going to fine you and all this other stuff, I was never happy. And they sent me a letter right away.
Sure.
I sent it to Mike. I emailed him a copy right away. Yep. Uh-huh. Hey, listen, you said this about Mike O'Meara. You said this about Mike O'Meara. You said this about Mike O'Meara. You said this. If you do this again, uh-huh. .. Then it was, you know, the number figure. And seriously, I rolled it up and smoked it.
Yep.
It said, screw
you know,
it.
I mean, to have, you know, you take that. Take risk, that hit, chance. That potential hit, which you did, without any real regard to the consequences for you. And there's, what do you mean, consequences? No, there were consequences. Sure.
Listen,
okay?
I had it in my contract.
And you know what? Really?
$15,000 if I was to mention that I was leaving before February 1st.
Right.
And then when I dared to talk about Mike's situation, mm-hmm. they said, well, you violate. Well, I'm going on and on, but they sent me the letter, and it was like, God, what crap? Why would you not go with the guys that are doing the show right now?
Yeah.
That was why I was so angry at the company. You've known that I'm going to leave since the day after Frieda passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew on May 30th of last year that I was going to be leaving. Why would you dick around Mike and all the other guys for 9 friggin' months?
Well, the good news is, you know, we're at the finish line for that, and I'm happy about that. And
huzzah.
You know what? And really, you know, it's something that has been a lengthy process. But you know what? Looking back over our career, are they ever easy?
Nope.
Are they ever easy?
Never.
They're
no.
never easy.
And they never seem to finish early.
They never finish early. They don't. But going forward, it is going to be a good transition. You know what? I'm going to say this publicly also. You know, the template of this show, I've heard this used by somebody. I can't think, but I've heard that used. The template of this show is not going to be the same. It can't be. It really, really can't be. But we will bring a lot of stuff from this show
sure.
into the next show.
Some familiarity.
And I'll tell you why we will, because there are things.
Well, how could you not?
There right. are things that you know that you loved during the show. There are things that I love. There are things we both loved a lot. And a lot of that's coming with us, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's like I had that discussion with some of the company about intellectual property. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, first off, intellectual property is. Right. So get out of here. Likewise, I can say to Mike, hey, you know what? These sound effects, they're mine, baby.
No,
I got news for you. Anybody can go on Dateline TV at Dateline NBC and get this.
I like rape.
So like what? I tell you, they go, hey, Mike, that's it. Now, there's the bag of tricks. Good luck. Like he's not going to find another tape with a guy saying he likes rape.
No, it's...
You will.
And you've identified my number one priority.
Uh-huh. It's been on the internet yeah. all night.
Internet. But you know what? It needs to be said. And I think because with all the press that's been out there recently, and because you know, it's not that long ago that you announced this to the world and let everybody know what was going on, that everybody here is not only supportive of you going forward, not only understands what, because you've been very honest with us and very clear about it, but we are also all of us, and I think we low key that too much. I think we're all excited about the future.
Yeah, sure.
We're very excited about the show going on because it is going to be different on certain levels, and we're going to have a lot of fun with
it. There's no reason that I should curb my enthusiasm for what I'm doing, and you should curb yours. And I think we've both been doing each other a courtesy dance around this
right.
recently. Like, okay, I don't want to say something that might take the wrong way, and I'm sure you with me.
Right.
I am looking forward to the day that I can come in and make the announcement that I'm really, really excited about.
Which is?
Soon.
Oh. Oh, that day. Oh.
No, that's a joke. You know what? When you say you have an agreement, in principle, we do. And those details are being finalized. And stop the speculation on that, too. I am looking forward to this. I am very, very happy with everything that's happening going forward.
Having a good time.
It is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. It is. I'll make the announcement right now. The very first show we do will be an absinthe show.
And the fifth show.
What could go wrong?
Oh, that'll be weekly. That'll be weekly. Yes. Very, very, very excited. And that's for all the people going, good luck.
I will miss you, cats, but let's move on.
Now
that we got all that done,
okay.
You know, wah, wah.
Wah.
Blah, blah, blah.
No,
wah.
No need for that crap.
Wah. God damn, we were not even able to talk about David Hasselhoff's African Room.
One request I have, don't send pictures, okay, from, like, places you are, you know, where you're on vacation or anything
like that. Boardwalk?
No, like when you travel, you're going to do some traveling. I know you're going to travel around.
Around the world in a hot air balloon, Mike.
up and away.
This is me at the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Like you've always wanted.
You'll see me at Boardwalk Pizza. You see me at Thrasher's French Fries.
Send me pictures. Please.
David Hasselhoff's African Room.
Yes.
Did you even know that David Hasselhoff had an African Room?
I did not know that.
This is something like Elvis's Jungle Room.
Yeah, but as the African Room has a lot more puke stains on the floor.
No, it's not like Rob's African Room.
Oh, really?
It's not like an anti-African American room.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're gonna stop.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're gonna stop.
I'm going to stop.
Okay, so he's going through his divorce with Pamela Bach, and he wants the African Room in their home. Here's what's in the room. A judge has given him permission to retrieve the following items from the Hasselhoff African Room.
Yep.
A dolphin, a green elephant.
Sure.
Really?
An African pipe, an ivory tusk, an elephant foot.
Oh, now we're getting into the real nasty stuff. A real elephant foot.
Yep, like the kind that you're not supposed to have
anymore.
That's
the poaching kind of crap. Yeah.
Two elephant stools.
Another poacher type
like
thing.
Their feet.
So is the tusk, for that matter.
Well, we're not sure what kind
and,
of tools.
Hold on, an erotic statue of a boy with a horn.
Oh.
Wow.
Hasselhoff.
Is that the best?
Ah, the things that Hasselhoff likes.
He can have items from outside his African room as well, Mike.
Really?
His weights, his barber chair.
I need my weights.
His piano. And his Ted Williams memorabilia.
Oh, no!
Yes.
I S you not
right there. His Ted Williams memorabilia.
All right, I'm writing the book. Divorce in the Boston Red Sox.
He's a fan.
Doesn't he have
damn
the
it.
Head?
He's got the frozen head.
I think he does.
All right, for God's
sake. I think they threw the frozen head away when the sun died.
Where are we? Look where we are.
We went on and on. Sorry.
Can I give you one piece of advice? Play all the commercials up front every day, first thing.
Hey, as I've said to management, no guarantees.
Be right back with Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.